From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. And coming up, the latest on the search for Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. The Malaysian military now says the plane changed course and made it hundreds of miles away from the last reported location.
Okay, but first, a possible breakthrough in the crisis in Ukraine. Today, the Crimean Parliament held a vote ahead of next Sunday's referendum on splitting from Ukraine. On Sunday, Crimeans have the choice, vote to join Russia or become independent. Today, the parliament voted to become independent if Crimeans vote to join Russia. So what is the difference? And why are some analysts seeing today's vote as a de-escalation of tensions? Meanwhile, the Russian parliament is reportedly considering new legislation to simplify procedures if part of a foreign country does want to join Russia. The Christian Science Monitor's Fred Weird is in Moscow. And Fred, start in Russia. You write that lawmakers are defending Sunday's vote and the possibility of Crimea joining Russia by pointing to Scotland.
Well, yes, they say that the right to self-determination is a basic right, a basic human right. It's not always Russia's position on things, but it is in this case. And they say that it happens in other places like Scotland and Quebec, that they have referendums and people choose. So it does seem like Russia is gradually drifting toward this idea of accepting Crimea into the territory of Russia, that is, absorbing it, as if, you know, in the United States you took on, I don't know, a province of Canada as the 51st state.
But you point to the legal questions about that thinking.
Yes, there are a lot of legal ambiguities, and frankly, it gets done both ways. In 2008, the West granted independence to Kosovo, a territory that had been ripped away from Serbia against its will in the 1999 war, and that was all done without Serbia's consent. So it does happen both ways. There is no one-size-fits-all law, although everybody is shouting about that. Frankly, in this case, as in most previous cases, it probably just matters who is the force on the ground.
Well, and you also point out that London agreed to the Scottish independence vote, which was referenced by the Speaker of the Parliament in Russia, whereas the interim government in Ukraine has not agreed to the Crimean vote. Tomorrow, the interim prime minister of Ukraine is scheduled to meet with President Obama at the White House. What do we know about that meeting?
Well, I think he's going to ask for help. Because this is, things are spiraling there. It's not just the Crimea vote that's coming up, and it will really be a game changer. But Kiev has serious troubles that are economic in nature. Financial collapse looms. And there's considerable amount of unrest in the eastern part of the country. Nothing is fixed there, and I don't know whether he would ask for military help. But he may ask for certain kinds of guarantees. He may ask for a lot of diplomatic support in dealing with Russia. And he'll probably, almost certainly, want a lot more financial aid.
Well, the parliament in Crimea seems to want to touch all bases. Last week, they voted to become a part of Russia. Today, they voted to become an independent state. If on Sunday, in the referendum, residents vote to secede and become a part of Russia. We know that the vote on Sunday is to be either become an independent state or to become a part of Russia. Differentiate for us there.
There are two questions on the ballot, and you would think that would be the main thing. But it is also true that Russia will have the last word on it. It's not the voters in Crimea. It will be the government in Moscow and Vladimir Putin who decide what will be done with Crimea. And it's very probable that Putin doesn't, in the final analysis, want to take that really fateful step of annexing another country's sovereign territory. He may prefer the option of Crimea being independent within Ukraine somehow. There are many precedents for that. There are two such territories in Georgia, one in Moldova, one in Azerbaijan, all Russian-supported independent territories But Russia has never taken the step of annexing them.
Well, so it sounds as if Putin might, in the final analysis, decide on this middle ground of Crimea becoming more independent than it would be as an autonomous region and yet remaining in Ukraine.
Yes. In fact, many, many smart people in Moscow think that was Putin's plan all along, and that this referendum, where polls show something like well over 70% of the voters will vote for joining Russia, that's just something that Putin will use as a bargaining chip in dealing with Kiev, that actually what he would prefer is to have an independent Crimea, one that probably would have the power to renew the lease for the Russian Navy's Black Sea Fleet in Sevastopol, a lot more power than it does now, but still within Ukraine, because then it can be used as a source of leverage over Kiev. And furthermore, just as in the two little independent states in Georgia do, it will deny Kiev the right to claim that they fully control their own sovereign territory. And that will make it very difficult for Ukraine to ever join NATO. And I think in the final analysis, that's the thing that Russia fears most. It's their strategic nightmare, Ukraine joining NATO. And this whole operation is probably designed to prevent that from happening.
The Christian Science Monitor's Fred Weir in Moscow. Fred, thank you.
Thank you very much.